NEM Sans NatB Makes a Splash by staff writers. It looks like the turquoise hue of Croatia's Adriatic Sea turned out to be better than the much-vaunted blue waters of the Danube, since, after just 13 years of existing, the new European market, NEM, in Dubrovnik, Croatia, is taking over the Central and Eastern European, CEE, TV market region from the 33-year-old NatB Budapest, which closed after last year's edition. Even the Wall Street Journal, the New York City-based financial daily, can now be counted among the NEM market supporters, with an April article that hailed Dubrovnik as an ideal spot for data centers. Dubrovnik will be hosting the annual New European TV Market June 8 to 11, 2026, at its traditional venue, the Dubrovnik Palace Hotel. More than 1,000 participants from 300 companies, with about 200 TV buyers and 108 content distribution companies versus 100 in 2025, are expected to be exhibiting, showing growth from previous years. According to official figures, the market has grown by 50% as compared to 2025. Last year, to accommodate the extra participants, exhibition space was expanded to engulf a large portion of the Dubrovnik Palace Hotel lobby. This year, the market has added a new space for exhibitors, the all-new Adriatic area on the 10th floor of the Palace Hotel. This is in addition to the Sunset area on the 9th floor and the Mare area on the 10th floor. Doors will open at 9 a.m. on Monday, June 8, and will remain open until 8 p.m. that day. On Tuesday and Wednesday, the market will open at 9 a.m. and will close at 6 p.m. On the last day, Thursday, June 11, the market will open at 9 a.m. but will close at 12 noon. All the major U.S. studios are participating, even though, according to a Paramount Global spokesperson, we are sending a small team to NEM. Similarly, all the 10 major Turkish distribution companies will be exhibiting, while smaller ones will be under the Turkish content umbrella. Some Turkish companies, like Global Agency, will be at NEM despite saying that we need to save our budget for now. International content distributors reported to Video Age that they appreciate the networking opportunities to be had at NEM, with many noting that the scenic, casual setting is perfect to meet with buyers from the Adria region and the Baltics, as well as to hold meetings with reps from CEE's digital platforms. To Maria Kivinen of Finland's Norski Distribution, NEM is now becoming the main meeting point between buyers and sellers in the CEE region. Added Laszlo Fulop, AMC Global Media's Senior Acquisition and Contract Manager, Kids Channels, "From my perspective, it is positive that NEM is filling the gap left by NatB Budapest and evolving into more of a true market rather than just a conference. At the same time, as someone based in Budapest, I feel that the CEE TV industry is missing a dedicated Budapest-based market, as it had for many years. I am confident that these developments will also make NEM increasingly important and likely more expensive in the near future." Fulop went on to explain that over the past few years, June has become the most crowded month for TV markets, but this dynamic has shifted this year. NatB Budapest, first rescheduled from late June to April, was eventually paused. This already signaled a change in the market landscape, as several European buyers, sellers, and producers who had not previously attended NEM expressed their intention to participate this year. The subsequent cancellation of Content Warsaw in early June further reinforced this trend, and NEM is now expecting significantly higher attendance than anticipated. Multiple networking events will be taking place during the first 3 days at NEM, including a welcome reception, a happy hour, a party on day two, and a closing party at the Lazaretti, which is located in Dubrovnik's Old City. And, according to an official press release, there will be more than 80 speakers contributing increased depth and perspective to a lineup directly shaping the agenda, an agenda that reflects the key forces shaping the media industry today, From structural change and evolving business models to new approaches in content, distribution, and monetization, as well as adaptation to technology, consolidation, and changing audience behavior. It also places strong emphasis on leadership, decision-making, and the long-term relationships that drive the global content business. In addition to a number of panels and showcases, three keynote sessions are on this year's agenda, to be delivered by Sam Barnett, Chief Executive Officer of Central European Media Enterprises, Jens Richter, CEO, Commercial and International of Fremantle, and Henning Tews, CEO of Antenna Group. This has been NEM Sans NatP Makes a Splash by Staff Writers.